best this world has to offer? No wonder it has fallen to ruin.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Ready Check, the podcast for casual raiders in the world of Warcraft. I'm Relic, and I play a Death Knight in the Raiding Guild Harvest Moon on Ghostlands EU. And joining me, as always, is my raid leader and holy paladin extraordinary, the man with the thousand yard stare, Tommen. Hello, Tommen.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good. Why have I got a thousand yard stare? I don't quite understand.
It's from being battle weary.
Oh, it's true, it's true. McGarry, you weren't there, man, you weren't there.
First you had Horridon, then you had Tortos.
Oh, goddamn.
It all builds up.
I'm never sleeping again.
Also joining me, another of Harvest Moon's officers and bear tank of note, it's Honey Bunny. Hello, Honey. Welcome back.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I would ask how you are, but as we already know that you're lying, so
it's very polite.
Cool story.
Cool story, bro.
We're back after a brief hiatus, and we've had a new patch land in our laps and news on the future of MOP. But before we get to that, let's look at what we've been up to in-game recently. Tommen, why don't you start?
Yeah, I've had a really good couple of weeks with my warrior, actually, funnily enough. I got to 90 and I figured, oh, hey, I wasn't enjoying dailies. Let's see if it's any different on another character. And it turns out it is. Crazy. So I've been doing all the dailies. I've capped Valor for the last 2 weeks in a row, and I don't think I've ever done that at all this expansion, except for these 2 weeks. Wow. So it's pretty good going. I'm gearing up like a mofo. Basically, my aim is at the minute to have my Holy Paladin as my main and another character that can come in and either DPS or tank, depending on what we need. Mm-hmm. And I didn't enjoy doing either of those things on Paladin, so I figured, right, sorry, I'll get another character up that can do that. So that's why I've been leveling my warrior and gearing up. I'm now pretty much ready to raid as Fury. And I've just started the process for gearing up as Prot, so just running through that at the minute. It's been a good week.
So what's your eye level on your Fury set?
490 at the minute. So a little way to go. I've still, like, my trinkets are rubbish. I've got a 450 and a 458. So as soon as I get my trinkets sorted, which I will start up next week as soon as I gather Valor for the Shadow Pan Assault trinket, that will boost me up. I'll be like 496, I think, by the end of that.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, good. And what about you, Honey? What have you been up to?
Been actually relatively busy for once. I still haven't done many dailies. I did the Baron's ones just because I thought I had to go there and do them. But apart from looking for raid, which Tom and Mum were very pleased to hear that now I do every week.
Yes!
Yes! Go me!
Great success.
I've been trying to collect all the new pets from the old raids.
Mm-hmm.
And a slightly sore subject is I've been trying to catch the unborn Valkyr, the one that only spawns in North End. It spawns in every zone in North End. It's fine. It's got three different places it can spawn. It does not want to spawn for me. It will spawn for Relic only. Then I will go to try and catch it, and it will kill itself. So this is a bit of a touchy subject. Still, as I still haven't got one. Bloody pet. So yeah, all raid. Doll really looking for raid, pet hunting. Bit of leveling with my mage.
I got the little baby dragon, dinosaur even, from Horridon this week. And I don't pet battle, so it's a complete waste of time to get it. So I then went out and I ground out 15 pet battle levels in a day. And now I'm never going to pet battle again. It's rubbish.
Dude, that's impressive.
Cool.
I'm like three characters. Yes, yeah, so I've got like three level 15s now. Done.
That's mental.
That's what I've kind of managed that over the course of the entire expansion so far.
Yeah, I've got 3 to 25 and then I couldn't be bothered to do anymore.
I did a little bit of leveling and slightly a little bit of gearing as well. I leveled my paladin to 90 thanks to 5.33% XP reduction. So that was good. That's 90 number 5 now.
Wow.
And I've got a few more to go. And also tinkering across the spectrum of my 90s to see what needs to be geared up. So I've I've been dicking around on my chamois a little bit, my priest. The priest I'm trying to gear up to Throne of Thunder, just to do an idea that Honey told me that Flaps does, on his priest, which is going to Throne of Thunder, gets gear, de-ease it, and sells the spirits. So that's basically what I wanted to do, to get some gold. Yeah. So that's the only reason I'm leveling my priest up, because you don't need another healer, necessarily. And my chamois is more fun to play as healer anyway. And apart from that, dicking around with... lots of dicking around. Pet battles, camping in Northrend for hours upon end, just for someone else's benefit. The undead midget chicks really dig me. They spawn for me. Alifar. We went to Alifar today because we got G-Kun. We'll talk about this in a little bit in the raiding section, but we got G-Kun on the card tomorrow night on normal mode. So we went into Alifar today just to... to quote-unquote work out a strat for tanking, and it's just... you stand in the middle and you hit it. So we don't really have much of a strat to work out for G-Kun. So, yeah, that's about it for me.
To be fair, it was more to figure out how we don't fall off the edge.
Yeah. Which was run as close to the middle as possible and just keep running while the wind blows you.
Yeah.
Good fun. So you guys on the other side with the range and the healers and the melee and the DPS damages. You're going to have all the fun. And Kirsten, we'll just hang out in the middle and hit the boss and taunt now and then. So that's me. So let's go on to the news. As I said, 5.3 is out since we last did a recording. It's been out for a little while now, and there's a few new things. First of all, you've got the new heroic scenarios, which is pretty cool. Your first run through, you're pretty much guaranteed a 5-1-6 epic.
Yep, that's right.
The quest, which is quite nice. Especially if you haven't geared up that much in 5.2. So I got a ring on my DK. It was the only character I have above 480. Because you need to be 480 eye level to get into them. How are you guys finding the heroic scenarios? Are you actually enjoying scenarios? Because I was never a huge fan after the initial...
I am, actually. Like, no. So the three of us, we did the one with the big pool. We had to kill the little shard things and then the shard at the end. Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. The reason I enjoyed it actually is because of the bonus requirements, because I wanted to see if we could push it and get the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that probably made me enjoy it a bit more than I would have done if we were just kind of spanking through it and it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we had a couple of times where we kind of dicked around and pulled too many things. Like that big ghost woman who ended up killing us all.
Yeah.
So stuff like that was just more fun because it's a bit more of a challenge. So. Yeah, I've been enjoying it. It's quite good fun. And I got some pretty decent gear as well. My warrior got a 5-1-6 weapon, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
Because
that's nice.
It's not doing normal modes. It's only doing LFR. So it's better than I can get in LFR. So nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really good. So what can you get from... you get a little chest from the daily, don't you? Is that 5-1-6 as well?
Yeah, it's not guaranteed though. But yeah.
How are you finding heroic scenarios, honey?
They are actually more fun than I thought they'd be. I thought they'd be just like a little bit of a pain, but actually they are more fun than dungeons because, like Tom said, they're a bit of a challenge. You've got that bonus where you think, right, if I can get to the end boss, kill it really quickly, then I'll get extra banner. So that's always nice. But they're hard enough to be a bit of a challenge, but not hard enough that you go in, hit your head against it for like an hour and go, ah, stop this.
Not playing anymore.
Yeah, a bit of a challenge, but not too much. I would do that over a heroic dungeon, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Quicker as well.
Yeah, it's quicker. You've got a chance of 5-1-6 loot. You get quite a bit of value for doing it.
Plus, the reason I really like them, I've said this before in the podcast, is that you can form a group without having to ask in guild and hope that the person you don't really like says, yeah, I'll come.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a lot of people complaining about the having to have a pre-made group. But actually, I think that's quite nice because you've gone back to seeing people going in trade, like looking for one more for a heroic scenario, and people are actually having to talk to each other again.
I know, there's so much pugging going on now. It's amazing. It's great.
It's pretty good.
I like that aspect.
Yeah.
My favorite, so Blizzard, I think there was a tweet about this. It said, somebody said, people spamming trade with looking for more heroic scenarios. How is that any different from allowing us to queue? It's like queuing, but more annoying. And the Blizzard reply was, maybe, just maybe, You'll add the good folks to your friend list and run future scenarios with them. Hashtag sneaky socialization.
Go on, good.
Yeah. We had a nice little, it wasn't scenario based, but we were in Alphard this afternoon in Honey. And one of the healers was from our server. And they whispered me afterwards to say how awesome Honey and I are, because we are quite awesome. But that was really cool. We actually got to socialize a bit more with someone on our server, because we don't see people from Ghostland EU very often anywhere.
Because it's a low pop realm. Did you try and recruit him?
No, he's not a raider. He just does LFR. He wasn't so bad. He was very friendly. He's an older guy. He would have fit in well, but never mind. You don't need another resto druid.
Not after the last one.
Yeah. It was best not talk about that.
Hi, Mel, if you're listening, you traitorous bastard.
What else came out in 5.3? There was, as Honey said, there's new pets in the old raid. So you got a new pet, you got a bunch of new pets in Karazhan. In 4 in Karazhan. She's holding her fingers up very kindly. Serpent Shrine Cavern has 3. And
to test if you can count.
And Tempest Keep has 3. Plus also the chance of getting the Ashes of Alarm mount if you want to get in the Tempest Keep. So that's quite cool to go into. I mean, I like going to Karazhan and getting to the chess event and going, oh, not this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. Have you figured out how to solo that? Because I can't do it. It doesn't matter how the hell I try.
We can two man it.
Oh yeah. That's cheating. It's cheating. Yeah. You never invite me. You guys are bastards.
It's because you might steal my pet. But now I know you don't pet bastards, you can come along with us.
No, when we get to the chess event, it's just like much arm flailing. What are we doing? Oh, it's dead. So that's basically how we do the chess event.
There's some fire. Yeah. What's with the fire?
Oh, shit, I'm stood in fire again. Move.
We got to the end of the last run and Honey's going, Rel, the king's standing in the fire and he has been for ages. Oh, shall I move him? Maybe. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys do that when it was current, just out of interest?
No.
Oh, shame.
I didn't start raiding till ICC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it explains why you're so rubbish.
I was going to say, it's quite surprising considering how good I am. Thanks, mate. What else came out in 5.3? The Baron's stuff, which I've done once. I haven't done that 150 kill collecting.
It doesn't take very long. Just going to do it. You just put some music on. It took about an hour, maybe.
Okay.
It takes a lot less if you're a druid. You just fly around collecting all the stuff on the floor.
Yeah, that annoyed the crap out of me. I was pulling these big mobs and some druids would come down and steal everything. I'm like, hang on. I was clearing to that. Thanks.
Bastard druids.
Yeah. If that was you, wouldn't you down. A very specific set of skills.
Was there anything else worth noting just in 5.3 announcements or the release? Apart from the XP reduction, 33%, which is quite cool.
There is one more thing which should excite you, I think. You can now roll more than one DK on a round.
I keep forgetting this, and I have done it. It's amazing! Thank you. So now I just have to delete my warrior, my priest, my shaman. have all the DKs. I don't know what I'm going to do with my second one. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I'm going to be doing PvP on this, but I won't be doing PvP.
Yeah.
I'll just level it up.
What have you called it?
Sorry?
What have you called it? Is it something related to Relic?
No, it's Taniwa.
Okay.
Which is a Maori word for a demon that steals women for to be there.
How appropriate.
Wow. Sums me up pretty well. So, I'm having a lot of Australasian-themed names lately, so that was a choice of mine.
Yes.
Oh, and there was also a change to PvP. So if you're in PvE, your baseline resilience is higher. It's up to 64% or something like that. Just so you don't get nuked to shit when you first go into your first battleground when you're in no PvP gear whatsoever. But it's so easy to get PvP gear now. You know, you can get all the new crafter stuff. You may as well get, you know, the 458 blues or whatever they are, 450 blues, get into that shit.
It definitely works, though, because I went in to do the two PvP ones for the legendary quests, and I managed to survive for both of them. I don't really know how, but I didn't die, so that was good.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read something. I'm trying to find it. But basically, the gist of it was that the devs really liked the way that LFR made PvE more accessible, and they're thinking about doing something similar, not the same, but some other method of making PvP more accessible to people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be something that might come in the future as well. I think that might be helpful, because although you do say it's easy to get the PvP gear, if you haven't got any to start with, it is really daunting. You'll get completely destroyed.
Well, if you're really into PvE and you're fully decked out in epics and you're running five mans and everything, you're going to have justice to burn. So go convert your justice to honor. Get a few PvP pieces, get a couple of crafter pieces, and just go in and start winning. You don't even have to win Battleground. Just do Battleground, and you'll start building up your honor. Then get more honor pieces, and then do a really basic arena team with a mate, and you can start getting, you know, when you first start off, you're against similarly matched teams. You can easily get conquest capped, even if you're shit, because I've done it myself. And I was shit. And that's a great way to get into PvP. Yeah, anyway. More news. We had a new Blizzstorm mount come out this week, which is a kind of bat, fox, moth thing.
Nice. That's the official name. That's what they called it. The bat, yeah. Fox, moth thing.
Mm-hmm. They didn't call it the armored bloodwing mount. No.
Nope.
No.
20 euros. That's how much it is to have such an epic name.
Yeah. Although apparently it does do a barrel roll when you press space, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah, this is the first Storm mount I think I've not been tempted by.
No.
I don't know.
It looks really horde-based. I mean, yeah. That sounds silly, but...
Well, there's some complaints on Reddit that people have been asking for a bat mount for years, and now they get one, but they have to pay for it.
Well, you can't have everything, people. Sorry.
What do you think of this mount, Dave? Have you bought it yet?
Nope, I've never bought anything from the Blizz store, and I don't intend to.
Well, okay, Mr. High and Mighty.
Yep, that was pretty quick, right?
Fine. Let's move on.
I have no money in-game. I'm not going to spend my out-of-game money on stuff.
Not like these people that are dropping 60,000 on these black market auction house containers. We had one of our paladins today spend 60k on one, and he got a heroic leather piece that's just soul-bound. They could probably vend it for 24 gold or something.
Yes. I wanted that. We also had a girlie who bought one yesterday, and she got a like transmog item. She was really upset.
Yeah. At least she can wear it, though. It was a cloth piece.
It's true. She can wear hers, whereas our pally cannot wear his leather item.
Well, he could if he wanted to be bad. Well,
yep. They do say that you can expect to get anything that's on there. So
yeah,
shouldn't come as a surprise.
I mean, there's all these.
There was a guy on another server who got invincible for like 30k though, which is quite ridiculous.
Well, I saw on Reddit someone got invincible, but he already had it. I think he spent like 110k or something. He said that's the last time. That's what you get for having so much gold, buddy.
I know. I've got like 20k to my name. Rubbish. Send donations to Tommen at Ghostlands.
Alliance side.
Yeah.
And the final piece of news that I've got here that doesn't relate to the future of WoW is that Titan, Blizzard's mythical MMO from the future, hasn't been shelved, but it's been completely binned, and they're scrapping it and restarting it, which they've done before. They've done it with Warcraft 3 and Starcraft. So they're completely restarting it, and it's not now due until 2016. So, I don't know what to say about that. They've obviously weren't happy with the direction of it. So,
I mean, it's Blizzard, man. It'll be done when it's done. There's a bit of a furor about it online. I mean, people are saying, I can't believe it must be proof that MMOs are dying and all this kind of rubbish. But at the end of the day, how can you delay something that doesn't have a release date? And also, it's Blizzard. They do this. Blizzard they don't release something unless it's really good.
Yeah, they did the same with some parts of Diablo as well. Diablo 2, 3.
Mm. And look, I mean, we've never had StarCraft Ghost, which looked really good. It just didn't work out for them. They weren't happy with the quality. We never had that Warcraft point-and-click adventure either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, they're always going to have people working on new stuff, you know, and supporting WoW as well. And what this means as well is that some of the, because basically what they're doing is that they're paring it down a little bit. They're taking the core team and starting to work on the new technologies that are going to support it. And they've taken some of the other people from the other teams out and put them into new different teams, mm-hmm. which basically means we're going to get better quality expansions for WoW. We're going to get a really good quality Blizzard All-Stars. And, you know, the next Diablo expansion is going to be really cool. So I don't see a problem. I don't see a problem at all.
No.
Also, surely people should be happy that they're not just releasing any old crap.
Exactly.
And making sure that their things are actually a really high standard before just going, yep. Yeah, here you go. Just fucking buy this. So,
yeah.
No, I don't see it's a problem. People just are never happy.
There's also been some rounds of dev interviews all around the internet for 5.3, and there's been some mention of what's coming in 5.4. We don't have any news on the raid yet or anything like that, or anything really content-based. There's something that Ghostcrawler has been banding about on Twitter, which is a change to how Vengeance works for tanks, which is basically going to lower our damage output a little bit, which isn't a big deal.
We do at the moment do a hell of a lot of damage.
Yeah, I mean, as long as our threat remains the same, I don't see an issue with that. Tanks shouldn't be out DPSing people unless they're really crap. They're saying that all professions will have some sort of catch-up mechanism like blacksmithing does. And is there other ones that have...
Cooking.
Yes.
And now obviously herbalism and mining in Pandaria as well.
Yeah. Appearing offline on Battle.net is still in the works. That's going to be good. Sometimes you just want to hide. The new event in the Barrens is going to pave the way for similar things in the future. And the unannounced feature, which was bandied about as being a game breaker and game changer, whatever the hell it's going to be, is still on schedule for 5.4. No idea what it's going to be.
Have you read any rumors about that? Because the last one for the last expansion was LFR, right? And before then it was Looking for Dungeon. And they've always been really good additions to the game, mm-hmm. but I've literally got no clue what this could be. I can't think of anything.
Well, there's always been this talk of them having like a training scenario type thing. So if you wanted to learn
the
how to
proving
be
proving grounds,
if you wanted to learn how to be a better healer, you go into this situation where there's things you have to heal, and I'm assuming you'd have raid frames up and stuff like that. Same with tanking,
like
same with damage.
Raid.
Yeah. So, but I don't know if that would be it, because that would not be something that would be of interest to the majority of people, I don't think. I don't know. You know, they've mentioned that quite a lot, so I don't know if that would be the unannounced feature. Who knows? Right, let's go into our little section on the endgame.
We gonna die!
So, there was a post on Reddit this week, just from a few days ago, on how to gear up a fresh 90... for 5.3, and it was full of lots of really good tips. So, Dave, do you want to go through that post?
Yeah, no problem. So, it was basically what you should do once you ding 90. And there's a whole, you know, whole point, bullet points full of stuff. But the key ones really are to make sure you're going to visit Rathian straight away, so that you can start the legendary quest, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty you know fundamental. And then go and run the scenarios to open up the Isle of Thunders phasing, so that you're in the right place for doing the dailies and stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then do the dailies so that you get a Trove of the Thunder King, which is the kind of the epic chest that lets you go and do the solo scenario.
Yeah.
And basically, once you've done that, you get to go through and loot a whole bunch of chests and get all the coins, which you can then use to go and do LFR and get you get that way. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there, loads and loads and loads of stuff that you can do. And basically, it's a clear upgrade path from freshly dinged 90 all the way through to 480 for getting into Throne of Thunder. So what we'll do is we'll put the link up on the website, and you can go and give it a read. It's very good.
Yeah, I started following it a little bit on my priest this afternoon. Like you said, it's a very clear path until you hit the RNG wall, which is Throne of Thunder. But by that point, you'll be 480 IV level and you can get into all the content. So it's really good. So let's get down to guild business. And we had a little bit of a recruiting dilemma only a couple of weeks ago for Harvest Moon when we lost one of our main healers. A bastard name of Flaps. he decided he wanted to go and do 25 man on another server, which is fine. But that followed not long after Melgrim's leaving. So we were in a bit of a pickle. And so we had to recruit. And we actually managed to recruit a whole bunch of new people within like a week. And we're back to being in a really good spot. Many thanks to Honey Bunny for doing that. She did an amazing job. So how did we do it? And, you know, maybe we can get some tips on for other guild masters or raid leaders who are wanting to recruit some decent people in a short amount of time. So, Dave, what was kind of our battle plan when we realized that we were in the shit?
Yeah, so, I mean, we weren't in a good place. We had one healer. So as well as Melon Flaps leaving, somebody else stepped down. So we had one healer, which was myself. And we'd lost a couple of DPS as well. So at that point, it was kind of looking like the raid team was going to implode a little bit. So we all kind of sat down, as an officer team, and we thought about what we wanted to do and how we wanted to go forward. And we decided that the best way of doing it would be to really aggressively recruit and try and get some people in. Now for us, the most important thing is not getting the right classes and not getting the right roles. They've got to have the right attitude and they've got to fit into the raid team, which mm-hmm. is the most important thing for us. So we had a really good idea of the kind of people that we wanted to attract. And so we wrote a guild application page that kind of asked the questions that would let us work out whether those kind of people were the right fit for us. So that was the kind of the first thing that we did. We wrote the application form. And then it was basically the hard work of Honey that got the recruits to come and apply. So how did you do that? Because I haven't been able to work that one out. I've been an officer in this guild for a year. I've been a guild master in my own guild for God knows how long. And I could never work it out. So please enlighten me.
It was possibly the hardest week of my life because it basically required getting up in the morning, having a quick look on the just the general WoW EU recruitment forums. So obviously they've got a generally big one, which is just for anyone, but they've also got realm specific ones. Now, obviously, because our realm is so quiet, it was worth checking there maybe a little bit, but not checking it frequently. So I spent the morning just scouring through people and then reading their applications, seeing what they thought. If I thought they sounded a little bit like they'd fit in, I'd write them a message saying all about us, what we had, putting our Battle.net names down for like me, Tom and Relic, just in case one of us was online. Apart from that, it involved a lot of spamming of trade and general, saying that we were recruiting, but just doing that for a week seemed to work. I don't know how, getting your name around and just being really active on the forums. I did look on Reddit as well, but there was just a lot of America people. Yeah. I did look on an MMO, but that was just basically a lot of dicks. Sorry, MMO. So most people, I think, come from the WoW forums or just generally a lot of trade spamming. It was, I don't know whether it was a bit of luck or ridiculously aggressive recruiting behavior.
I think the latter more likely. Possibly. Every time I spoke to you, it was like, oh, I'm just talking to someone who's looking to join the guild. Like, another one?
It is just it's a real painful process of just constantly checking on if someone's put something new on the forums or if someone's replied to something you've put on the forums. It is just a painful process, unfortunately, of just checking, double checking, triple checking. And then writing a message that it's a bit heartfelt because some people just seem to copy paste and put generic messages on there. And I think maybe if I was looking for a guild, it's quite a personal thing. You don't want it to necessarily be a generic message or here you go. You want it to be, oh, we're looking for you because of this and this, and we can offer you this and this. And mm-hmm. come and have a chat with us because we're friendly people because we're all amazing and we're really desperate. Please come here for us.
It's pretty funny. I mean, cause I was quite bummed out about it cause I was really close to Flaps and Mel and I still am and wish them the best of luck. They, you know, they needed to go off and do their heroic thing and that's fine. But because I'd been in the healer team with them for not just in Harvest Moon, but in my previous guild as well, we were really close. And so it hit me quite hard. So I was kind of sulking for a couple of days. And I logged on. I logged on like the Friday night after they'd left on the Wednesday or something like that. And we had like 5 new people in the guild. I was thinking, hang on, what just happened? I've been away for 2 days.
Yeah, I think that possibly helped a little bit because I had been talking to Relic about it and we were a bit worried about Totem.
It's not Totem. If you want to help me out, stop calling me fucking Totem.
Yeah, we were a little bit worried about that, about Tommen, indeed. We did worry.
That possibly helped with our recruitment drive.
Look, come on, we've got to cheer him up. He looks so miserable.
We get people that are cheering up, and it works.
Yeah, so
it's quite cool. So we've now got a new Rester Druid. We've got a new Rester Shaman. We've got a Hunter. We've got a Mage. We've got a new Warlock, and I think that's it. Is that right?
Yeah, and our elemental shaman has switched to her Shadow Priest.
Yep, and she's very good too.
She's very good. So, yeah, and what's funny is not only did we have an issue with not enough healers, we had an issue with too many melee. But we're fortunate now in that we've almost got too many ranged. And they're all amazing. It's like we
they're all very good. Yeah.
We don't want to bench any of you, but we've got a lot, roster of like 15 people.
It's pretty mental. Like we took our brand new warlock in for our first raid against Tortos and Megara, and we were like, he won't know what we're doing. It'll be, he won't really know what's going on. It will be kind of just a bit of a punt. We'll just see how he gets on. No, friggin' destroyed the meters. Absolutely destroyed.
He did. It was amazing.
Yeah, when you got other people in the DPS team trying to make excuses as to why he's so good, and obviously he's cheesing. It's like, no, he's just better than you. Calm down. It's fine.
It's fine. Some people are just better than you.
Daddy's not angry. It's all right. So we're in a good place now. A few weeks ago, we actually struggled to get 10 people on a Sunday night, and tomorrow night, another Sunday, we had 16 people signed up. So 17 people. So
17.
We're in a good place. We're in a good place, which comes down to, or joins up with, looking ahead to 5.4, which in the grand scheme of things isn't going to be that far away. The patches are, 2 months apart at the moment? Give or take. We've not had any releases of the new content on the PTR yet, which is a good sign. It gives us a little bit more room. But if
although they have said it will be coming very soon, so could expect to see it this week.
So if we're looking at 2 months, we're at 5.12 at the moment, normal mode. We'll get G-Kun down very soon, which means we're halfway through, essentially. And we did waste, quote-unquote, waste a lot of time on Horridon and a little bit of time on Tortos. But how are you feeling about the raid going forward, Dave?
The last couple of weeks of the last week has been really encouraging. I feel like the time that we spent on Horridon and Tortos actually kind of we might have needed it because it's pushed us to work a lot better. Excuse me, as a team, and we've got a better sort of chemistry together. We know what everybody's going to do and we know how they're going to do it. I mean, we pulled out some gems, like, our mage Prixel. We figured out that he's incredibly good at Tortos and Tortos. And the healers are starting to communicate well together because we've not healed before. So stuff like that, I think, is really encouraging, just the way that I've seen us perform in the last couple of raids. So although, we spent, 3.5 weeks on Horridon, and we really didn't want to spend that long. At the end of the day, we're now back where we should be, and we can catch up a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get Jeekin down, this week. I reckon tomorrow even we'll get it down quite close, if not kill it. And then it's just working on from there. Durham is not horribly difficult from what I hear. So,
no, we're quite lucky in that Megara is basically a farm boss out of the box, because you guys went in on Thursday. And you got up to Megara and you had one shot at it, and it was like a 10% wipe or something. It was almost a one shot on Megara.
Yeah, we were on the last
head. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is.
We weren't flasked. It was the last pull of the night. We just were kind of going in to see how we got on, and boom, almost dead.
Yeah.
We killed it. We killed it the week before. So we knew what we were doing. We knew the right order to do it in.
Yeah. So tomorrow night, Sunday night, our second night of the week, we're standing for Megara. We'll probably one shot or two shot Megara. straight into Jikun for a night of progression against the big birdie. Providing we can get past the fucking snails.
As long as people don't stand on other stuff, we'll only have the snails, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Can I pet the snail?
No.
I want to touch it. Can I touch it?
No, you can try, but it will probably kill you.
It's a good thing we've got so many range that can kite the snail all night.
Exactly.
And the rest of us will just go on the Jikun. It'll be fine. Nothing else. Looking forward to 5.4, really. Just now a matter of getting... Please, 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 can we finish this tier before the tier ends? That's all I want. But like I said to Dave today, we're in a really good place now. We're going to be in an amazing place when 5.4 comes out, I think, as a team.
Yeah.
The tank team you've got, mate, that DK and Druid are amazing.
They're amazing. I've heard such good things about them.
I get random whispers all the time about how awesome we are.
From your alts.
From my dual boxing.
Right. I've got no comment.
And it's really good to see that other people are leveling up alts and stuff for off specs just for the raid team. That's what we wanted.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we've kind of, we've always said that we want people to either have a viable off spec or a viable alt. And by and large, we're kind of getting there now. I think we've got a few people that don't have one at all, but that's okay. We're kind of prodding them a little bit and they're working on it. So once we're there and we can fill up, you know, another group full of alts just to bring in for certain fights, or people can switch to off spec for certain fights just to make the composition ideal, then I think we'll be in a really good place. You know, we're not Blood Legion. We're not going to have everybody with like four alts that are geared up and ready to go. But
no.
At the end of the day, I mean, we just want flexibility. We're a 10-man guild. We need a bit of flexibility. So
yeah, indeed. Okay, so let's move on to the mod of the week. This week we're going to be talking about it's not a mod per se, although there is a mod involved at one stage. This is the Ask Mr. Robot Premium account.
Yes,
Dave, give us more information on this, mate.
So most of you are going to have used Ask Mr. Robot. It will basically tell you the best way to reforge, gem, enchant, and all that kind of stuff, your gear. And it's super, super handy. You can just, you know, log out, run Ask Mr. Robot, and it'll tell you you need to go and buy Dancing Steel, or you need to go and reforge your cloak to mastery, or whatever. And it's really cool. But if you go to premium version, then it's even better. There are whole loads of cool things that you can do. So one of the best things is for somebody like my paladin, who's just collected gear all through this expansion and just kept it in his bank. You can just open up your bank and, run the little add-on that you get, from being a premium member and upload all your gear in your bank and your bags, up to Ask Mr. Robot. And then you can choose, there's a little button that says find best in bags. And what that will do is it will go through everything that you own and it will tell you the best combination of stuff. So for instance, I worked out that I could use, two of my pieces from tier 14 and two of my pieces from tier 15 to get 2x2 set bonuses, which gave me a higher score than it would have done if I'd have used 502 pieces instead of those tier 14 pieces.
Oh, really?
So stuff like that is just really, really cool. It'll give you a point score based on, you know, what you've got and what you've got in your bags as well. And for me, that worked out a bit better. So that was really cool. One of the other really amazing things about it is that there's this find upgrades button. And what that will do is it'll allow you to select, you know, different currencies that you can spend for gear, or it'll let you look for, you know, BOE or crafted weapons and items. It'll let you have a look and see what the best gear in a 5-man heroic is. And basically you choose a currency, or you choose a zone, or you choose a dungeon, and it'll say, this is what you want to aim for. This is the biggest upgrade in terms of points for your character. So for instance, if I look at currencies and then valor points, there are two tick buttons. There's a tick button for the largest improvement. And what that will do is it will find the piece of gear that will give you the most points in terms of your overall point score for your gear. And there's another tick button that says most cost effective.
Yeah.
And that will give you a breakdown of the points per item. So points per valor point or whatever. And you can work out that way that okay, fair enough. So the biggest upgrade for me is like 6,000 points, but that's 2,000 valor points. I don't want to spend 2,000 valor points. What happens if I can spend, you know, 500 valor points on something different, and how many points will I get that way? And it's just, it's quite cool. And you can have a look and see that, you know, you can either save a bit of your points or spend something on a slightly lower item level item and get an upgrade still that way. So it's really kind of, featureful and intuitive and very, very good indeed.
Yeah, but it's not free. So how much is the premium account? It's not that terribly expensive, is it?
That's a really good question. I don't know. Let me see if I can find it on the website. It's been a long time now. I kind of signed up as soon as it came out.
Something like a tenner a year or something like that?
It's not much. It's really not much at all. $12 per year.
Yeah, that's nothing.
So it's like $1 a month. That's easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
I think it's worth it. I mean, I'm not always for, you know, pay stuff, but for stuff like this, I think it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's the Ask Mr. Robot premium account. Definitely worth checking out if you're into that kind of thing. So that wraps up another episode of Ready Check. You can find us on Twitter at @ready_check. You can email us at mailbag@readycheck.co.uk, and the website is readycheck.co.uk. Drop us a line and let us know what you think of the show, anything that we've said, if you disagree, or if you have anything to add. Drop us a line. Right, that's it. Cheers, guys.
Let's go run a heroic scenario. Woohoo!
Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheers.